Wow. I will call the Mental Health Division to order. I want to thank everyone for this, as Representative Gratling just said, this history-making committee. What a focus that our new leadership has decided to make sure that we focus and prioritize and bring some highlight to this important issue. What we're going to do today is do some introduction, and then I'm going to do just a brief overview of what to expect, and then we're going to be done for today. And if you have any questions and I don't see you, please just wave your hand. My eyes were diluted before I came, so I'm having difficulty seeing all of you today, but I'll be okay next week. And I think we'll start to our left. Yes, and actually, if we can do your name, where you're from, and why you decided to be on this committee.
My name is Lynn Wardlow. I'm from Eagan, Minnesota. My background is I'm a retired teacher, coach, and a retired Marine. And I was put on this committee, don't know why, but I think it's probably because I'm on three education committees, and probably because if you're kind of a social worker type, being a teacher, this is probably a, because I have a heart for people, maybe. They think I do anyway. You know, I do. And it's a good spot for me. And I don't know much about this issue, so it's a good spot for me so I can learn what's going on out there, because I do have some constituents who really struggle with related issues, and now I can maybe help them in a more direct way or intelligent way, put it that way. So, and maybe it's because I'm Metro and this is a Friday. I don't know. But I'm glad to be here, and the more I hear about it, the more I know I need to learn more, and it's a very intriguing for me to learn about these issues. So I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm Representative Carol McFarland, 53B, White Bear Lake, White Bear Township, North Oaks. I'm also excited to be here, been on our White Bear School Board and involved in our community quite a bit, so I see the need for looking into mental health, especially for our schools, but also all the way up to our seniors and everybody. I'm excited to be here.
I'm Shelley Madore from Apple Valley, Burnsville, 37A. My community work up to this point now has been in working with special needs families. So I've been doing a lot of advocacy work, trying to get services, learning, following Mindy's work for the last several years in mental health and Mental Health Caucus. And so I'm really excited to be here today and actually delve in and move this agenda forward. So thank you.
I'm Maria Rood. I represent Southern Minnetonka and Northern Eden Prairie, and I work as a women's health care nurse practitioner at Park Nicollet, and see this need every day.
Madam Chair, can I add one more thing?
Yes.
I'm on the Veterans Committee, and there's a lot of veterans coming home with some mental problems. That's another good reason to be on this committee.
Thank you.
I forgot to add that.
Okay. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Bruce Anderson, represent Wright County, and been with the Mental Health Caucus now for the last 2 years following my illustrious leader. So I look forward to what's going to happen on the committee. Thank you.
And I'm delighted to be here, Mindy Grayling from Roseville, but I'm even more delighted that we have a mental health division that's chaired by someone who's really an advocate for mental health, Representative Walker, and that we have this great committee. Almost, I was going to have to lecture Representative Wardlow after he said I was put on this committee, and I don't know why, but he redeemed himself by showing that he does know why he's on this committee, and I don't have to lecture him, and I'm sure he'll be glad about that. But I see this as an outcropping of the Mental Health Caucus that Representative Anderson and I had the pleasure of starting 2 short years ago. And so I see this committee having, we had all the interest and all the getting the groundwork laid, but this committee plugs into power, and I see it as natural outcropping. I expect us to be powerful, and we will be able to get some money, even though we're a policy committee, and do land-breaking work. So thank you all.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Lyle Coonan, and I live in Clark City in Chippewa County. I represent Chippewa County, Renville County, and Yellow Medicine County. I put in for the committee, and I got the assignment, which I'm glad for. I have to admit, my background was agriculture, and I have to admit that I didn't pay much attention to health issues or mental health issues, but at my 4 years here, I've become very much aware of the importance, and am also very glad that there's a division set up for mental health, and look forward to working with committee members. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Larry Hosh. I represent Central Minnesota and Stearns County. I'm very excited to be here. My background is in social work, with having an undergraduate and graduate degree in social work. But even more importantly, I think mental health is an issue that almost everybody can relate to, because in one way or another, it impacts our immediate families or our extended families in one way or another. And we have to start meeting it at the forefront on the issue. If we do so, I think there's significant cost savings in all sectors that we do as a state of Minnesota, and it's exciting to have a division today that will hopefully be accelerating this issue, where we can address it, save money, and be proactive instead of reactive.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Kathy Breinert. I represent the Mankato area, the city of Mankato, the townships of Lyme and Mankato, and just a tiny little sliver of lower north Mankato. But I don't like to forget them, so I always mention them. It's my privilege to serve as vice chair of this committee. I have a number of reasons for having requested this committee, and I'm not Metro, and it is Friday, so you know I'm committed, at least in one way or another. I have family members who've been involved in the mental health system over the years, so I'm very familiar with some of the strengths and weaknesses of that system. As a school board member, I was very involved in our Yellow Ribbon Suicide Prevention Program and very supportive of that, and seeing the need for mental health services in the school system. And I have several friends who work in the field, so I'm also very aware of the need from professionals' viewpoint. So it's my privilege to be here.
We have a couple members that joined us. We're doing introductions, just name where you're from and why you decided to be on the committee.
I'm Representative Mary Ellen Otremba, and I represent an area in the middle of Minnesota, Todd County, which is the poorest county in the state and part of Douglas County. My great-grandfather committed suicide, and my grandfather ended up in Brainerd. And I had a sibling who actually attempted suicide. I have gone to 3 funerals this fall that were suicides. We have a really strong area for mental health. So, and I started hanging around with Mindy. We had a lot of fun. So I've been to, 5-6 conferences together with her around the country with selected legislators who were really focused on it. I think one of the great successes was Medicare D, where nobody had changed Medicare D, and they were only allowing 2 meds for mental health. And in that small group of probably, 25 or 30 people, we were able to convince the feds to allow us having 6 meds. And I consider that a huge, huge, huge piece, because they changed nothing else in Medicare D. And so when this came up, Mindy said, "You better be there." But I wanted to be there anyway, because of all the work we had been doing now in the last 3 years, even nationally.
Hi, I'm Kathy Tanglestead from 49B, in the Anoka County area, communities of Coon Rapids and Andover. And I had served on the Health and Human Services Committee my first 2 terms. So it's been 6 years since I've been away from HHS, but glad to be back here in a division. And my interest is in anti-bullying issues for kids in school, and especially any K-12 education issues that relate to suicide prevention.
Thank you.
Michael Pima, I represent the District 64B, which are some of the western neighborhoods of St. Paul. And I missed the what I'm supposed to do here.
You
say why.
Part of it. Yeah, why are you decided to be on the committee?
In my my other life, I've been I'm a resource specialist with the Battered Women's Justice Project in Minneapolis, and have worked on family violence prevention work for about 25 years. And here in the legislature, I've been on the Judiciary and Crime Prevention Committee since my first term, and want to see better intervention with mentally ill people who are in our prisons.
Well, thank you. I am your chair, Neva Walker from South Central Minneapolis, and I'm too excited. I'm really surprised to see so many of you on this Friday for the first committee with just introductions. My commitment to the committee is many different reasons. One, I do have relatives that struggle with mental health issues. I also have spent, thankfully, I spent 6 years working in 17 different group homes with individuals with DD and MI diagnosis, and the wonderful joys of the individuals that that are in the group homes and in the community. But also the fact that we really don't know the differences between the different systems, really. And many individuals may be familiar with individuals that are in group homes. They may be in, understand if somebody has had a suicide in their family or near to them, may understand the veteran issue or even homelessness, but not really understanding that it could be someone living in their home that's just struggling with bipolar, that just needs wraparound services to survive and can work on their own and do everything, but sometimes that individual may have a crisis. The housing issues, the jobs, child care, just like the rest of us. And so I'm hoping that we will tackle many of those issues in this committee. We do have a mega bill that just had a press conference this morning with Representative Greiling and the Mental Health Legislative Network. So I'm looking forward to hearing that bill. To give you an overview of what we're thinking about for the next several weeks, this will be your only short meeting. So just to let you know that, you will not have short Fridays. We will be doing, hopefully, an overview around some of the systems next Friday. We will have an extensive hearing around housing, hopefully the following week, and being able to get some of the housing committee members to join us, looking at the different sectors in housing. We'll do a couple more informational hearings. We will hear Representative Greiling's bill, and I'm assuming the governor will eventually bring us a bill. And we'll have time to hear that closer to deadline. If there are bills that you are interested in and or topics, we encourage you to get those in. We only meet once a week, so time is very valuable. There will be a couple Fridays, and especially when we get closer to the deadlines, for our freshman members to know, we will go past the hour and a half. Hopefully not too often, but there will be some meetings that we have to do that. And just want to make sure, does anyone have any questions? You know what? Before we do questions, we did not introduce staff.
Yes.
Our backbone. And I want to apologize for that. You want to start?
Sure. I'm Jen McNerney. I'm the committee administrator for the committee.
I'm Ursula Griska. I'm the committee legislative assistant.
Can you go there?
Dan Pollock, the public.
And Susie Giroux with GOP Research.
Lynn Hayes, House Research.
In our pages today, I won't be able to pick you out of a lineup, but I can. Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Bradley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question, but you're asking for suggestions, and I was going to talk to you about this later, but as long as everyone is here, I'll ask it publicly. I would like to request an overview hearing on the topic of employment. It, to me, it is the single most important topic that we could that could turn around the system. And I think there's a lot of lack of understanding. It's the area that I'm myself trying to learn about, and I have never served on the jobs committee. But I think when we talk about housing, community support, you know, taking your meds, and all the things that are important to the mental health system, if we take a good look at the goal, which is recovery and a productive life, employment is more the goal than, you know, the others are means to the goal. But I think to not look at the goal would be an omission. So I would ask for a hearing on
employment, and the Mental Health Caucus last year did have one topic of employment that a lot of members on this committee didn't have a chance to participate in. But I think Representative Anderson and I have some ideas of suggestions, and I'm sure that other people do as well. But I would put in a plug for a whole meeting on that topic.
Thank you, Representative Bradley. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Representative Wardlow?
Would it be possible, Madam Chair, to sometime have someone come talk to us about the ins and outs of post-traumatic stress? Because I went to a National Guard meeting, and they had many speakers come to that and talk about it. I think I didn't realize how involved that is, and how many ways there are to get help, and it's lots of interest to me. I know some people already that close to me that have that. So, and people have it and don't even know it. I know someone who didn't know it. He had post-traumatic stress until he went to the fireworks show.
Oh.
And it looked just like something that had happened to him, and found out he had PTS. So I don't think it would require a whole meeting, but
thank you for that suggestion. Representative Root.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to kind of piggyback on what Representative Vorgel was saying, and I don't know if this would fit in for part of a meeting, but perhaps getting some input from the Center for Victims of Torture. I work with the immigrant community and care for a number of people who have been victims of torture, and that would be, I think, helpful.
Thank you for that. Anyone else before we adjourn? I don't think I'm seeing any hands. Is there anything that I'm missing? Oh, this is great. The meeting will adjourn. Thank you.